Is I the old hermit of the hills? I owe no man a bill. I live by my spear. Is I the old hermit of the hills? I owe no man a bill.
Oh, say, Consarnet, I wish you'd quit that darn rigmarole. I'm getting dead burn sick listening to it, I tell you.
Well, I gotta practice my part, don't I?
Well, if I was you, I'd be on my way over to the Opry House and get dressed. The curtain's supposed to go up in half hour.
I ain't going to dress over there. There ain't enough dressing rooms. I'm going to put on my stuff right here in the back room.
Oh, just a minute now, Jeff. Well, you better get started then, because I'm going to be leaving myself in about 10 minutes.
Don't rush me. I'm going to get dressed, ain't I? The old
hermit. But listen, I'm in a hurry, too.
All right, what do you want, Jeff? What do you want?
Well, look, Barney Duke is out of the show, ain't he?
Yes, what about it?
Well, look, gee whiz, there ain't no part in that show for a comedian. Why don't you let me play the part of the hermit? I know all the lines. I could step right into it.
Eb's going to play the hermit, and I can't talk him out of it. When he gets an idea in his head, it's there for good. So you just might as well forget it now,
Jeff. Yeah, but shoot. At rehearsal this afternoon, he only knew the lines for the first act. That part when he enters just after the curtain goes up. What's he going to do about the second and third act?
I don't know. Eb will have to get through it somehow. But it's no use trying to get him to give up playing the hermit because he just won't do it.
Oh, gee, shoot. I never get no cooperation. Look, I got a swell lion skin in my trunk. I could wear that, and then I could...
Hey, Mr. Winterbottom.
Maybe one of those broad leather belts.
Dingy, talk one at a time, will you?
Well, can I see you for a minute, please?
Oh, shoot. All I want to know is, can I play the hermit?
What you want, Hector? What you want?
I just want to tell you about the rain storm effect.
Say, did you ever hear that gag about the farmer who always carries an umbrella?
Oh, now, look here, Jeff. We ain't got no time to be listening to your darn jokes. You just better be getting going along now.
You're supposed to be a comedian, and they won't let you be funny.
Yeah. The hill.
Now, what about the rainstorm effect? What about...
Oh, say, I got it all fixed.
Yeah, but...
And is it a pepper? I say it is. Gosh, Mr. Winterbottom, the storm effect is going to be colossal. That's what I've named it, colossal.
It is, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, how does it work?
Well, it starts out with a peal of thunder.
Yeah.
A terrific peal of thunder.
Yeah.
In fact, I've been pealing thunder all afternoon just to get the right kind of peal.
Suddenly,
the lightning lights. The thunder suns. The wind is blowing a gale. A terrific storm is brewing, is it?
Yes.
And that's what I want to see you about, to borrow some bottles. Because as soon as the storm is brewed, we got to bottle it.
Say, listen, what in perdition are you talking about?
I haven't the slightest idea. But suddenly the lights go out. A messenger staggers onto the scene. His clothes are tattered and torn. His horse is spent. In fact, he just spent his last horse for a cup of coffee and a sandwich. It's been an accident, he cries. An accident. Well...
An accident?
Yes, a horrible accident. A man has swallowed a roll of Kodak films.
Swallowed a roll of Kodak films? Well, shakes, does it kill him?
No, nothing develops.
What? Say, now, look at here, Hector Smith. This show's got to start in 25 minutes, and I got to get over to the Opry House. I can't stand here listening to your doing tomfoolery. If you want to talk to me, why, speak out. Now, what about this rainstorm business? What about it?
Mr. Winterbottom, my heart hurts when you say things like that about tomfoolery.
Well, never you mind about
pain
your heart.
I've pained my old pump.
Never mind.
Well, I got it all fixed up. I'm going to use real water for the rain effect.
Well, you're not talking about your heart now. You're talking about the storm effect.
I'm going to use real water.
Oh, now you can't use real water on the stage.
Sure I can. I got the fire hose all fixed up, and all I have to do is turn it on.
Oh, but you darn fools, you'll get the actors all wet.
The actors are all wet to start with.
Yes, but I don't know, Hector. Suppose you do some damage.
Oh, shoot. There won't be very much water. You see, I'll just turn it on for a few seconds before the curtain comes down.
Yes, but I don't know it. Oh, just a second, Consarnet. Well, I'm at my wits' end. I'll tell you now what you do. You ask Mrs. L about it, Hector, and if it's all right with her, I don't... Just a second, I said. If it's all right with her, it's all right with me. Now, go on and get out of here.
Yes. Well, I was going anyway, and what do you think of that?
Well, go on.
Yes. Look. Gosh sakes.
What?
Look, it's starting to rain for real. Look, you can see the rain setting on all the dust outside.
Well,
it's like the road is steaming.
Yes, it looks raining all right.
Well, I'll see you at the Opera House, I'm afraid, I hope.
Yes, well, go on. All right, Hector, I'll see you then.
Dear.
Hey, have
you got a safety pin?
What?
That darn leopard, kid. What in perdition's the matter with
it? Oh, say, look, you look aside there, Peters. That there leopard skin over your red flannel underwear. That flannel union suit was shredding up and off of yours.
Yeah, maybe I can wear that old raincoat of yours.
Where is that coat anyhow?
Say, hold on there just a minute now. I'm going to wear that raincoat myself.
Yeah, but I ain't going to walk over there in the rain. That's all there is to it.
Well, go ahead then. Go ahead, put it on. And say, I tell you what you do. You wear it over, and then send Hector back with it, and then I'll come over.
Wait a minute.
Now,
that thing's hard to get on.
Mm. Well, look out. Don't tear it now.
Shucks, son. Oh, I ain't going to tear it. You're all I'm worrying about.
Yeah. Oh, good evening. It looks as if we're going to have a little rain, doesn't it?
Yes, it does sort of that way.
Something you wanted?
Well, I'm looking for Professor Thistlewaite. Isn't he about?
About what?
Why, about his favorite horse. You see, he...
But I know he ain't got no favorite horse.
No, mister, he ain't got no horse at all.
No. I'm afraid you don't understand me. If I may pause for a moment and digress to explain...
And what?
And digress. You see...
Well, what's that for?
What's what for?
The grass.
Oh, don't be a darn fool, Ed. The grass is for the horse.
But we just told him that Professor Thistlewaite ain't got no horse.
Yes, I know. I simply said if I may pause...
How's that?
Pause.
Can't you see that? It ain't Professor Thistlewaite's horse at all. It's his paws.
Oh, yeah. I get you now. Well, what about his paws, horse?
There's nothing about it. I haven't anything to do with it.
Then, what's talking about
there? Yes, we ain't got time to stand here just listening to a lot of dirt before we ride a horse.
Yes, I mean, you see, I'm an actor. And Professor Thistlewaite sent for me. At first, I thought I couldn't be here because I was going to play with lion and mouse.
Say, Ed, this is crazy.
Yes, then you're going to be here yourself. Play with the lion and mouse.
But I don't mean I was playing in the ordinary sense. I mean I thought I was going to be in the lion and...
Yeah, well, you'd certainly been in the lion if you tried to play with it.
Yes, maybe you can play with the mouse, but we'll come to the lion.
No. That's the vehicle I thought I was going to win. Last week I was in bed after tomorrow.
That week to the end day after tomorrow. I tell you, Deb, he's come crazy. Let's run him out of here.
Yes, you get out of here, young fella. Come on. Yes, all right, Mrs. L. I'll be right over. Here, take off that raincoat and give me it. Mrs. L. wants me over at the Opry House right off.
Yeah, but how am I going to get over there?
Never mind. Take it off. As soon as I get there, I'll send Hector back with it for you.
Well, I am taking it off.
Well, get it off.
Yeah.
I'll send Hector right over with it. And say, when you leave, don't forget to lock up now.
You sure and send Hector. That's the main thing. Now, let's see. Oh, yeah. I am the old hermit of the hills. I own a man of Bill. I live by my spear. I'm the old man of the hermit of the hills. I own no man.
I'm at the window.
Hey, wait a minute. It's only me. Hey. I better scare that young one to death. But he'll be telling his ma he's seen a ghost. I'm the old hermit of the hills. I own no man. I live by my...
Yes, I see him. Come on, you. What's the big idea? Who do you think you are?
I am the old hermit of the... I'm the...
The hermit, are you? Well, hermit or no hermit, you'll just be coming along with me now.
Yeah, but, Dad, darn it,
I don't care who you are. Come on, your feet.
Yes.
Never mind. I'm going to...